The average male says 10,000 words a day. The average female says 25,000 words a day. Now, I'll let you digest that however you want to. But my point is, there are a lot of words being spoken all around us every day. So which ones do we listen to? The Bible talks about being a good listener. In fact, we should be a better listener than we are a speaker. In James chapter 1, God says, "Be swift to hear, slow to speak." So how do you become a good listener? When your parents are talking to you, or when the pastor is preaching, or your school teacher is giving you a lesson, how do you become a good listener? Well, first of all, listen with your eyes. Did you know a lot of communication takes place non-verbally? What a person says is obviously important, but how they're saying it is equally important. Their gestures, their facial expression, that certain look always communicates. So listen with your eyes. Secondly, listen with your heart. Jesus spoke about four different types of soil in which a seed could fall. He talked about hard ground. He talked about thorny ground. He talked about stony places, and he talked about good ground. When you're listening, make sure your heart is ready to receive the message into some good ground. Thirdly, listen with your will. Has your mother ever been talking to you and you were sort of listening and she stopped and she said, "Are you hearing me? Did you hear me?" And you said, yeah, I heard you. And she grabbed you by the face and she said, "No, did you hear me?" Now, what is she asking? She's not asking, "Are you hearing what I'm verbally saying with your ears?" She's asking, "Are you going to obey what I'm saying?" So to be a good listener, you got to listen with your eyes, you got to listen with your heart, and you've got to listen with your will, with a readiness to obey. Be a better listener than you are a speaker.